This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Twin season is underway. Dan Hayes covers the Twins for The Athletic. He's joining us this morning on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Dan, good morning. I want to start first with this ownership update this week. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Is it Ishbia or Ishbia?
Yeah, Ishbia. Yeah,
Ishbia, who decided he'd rather go have a stake in the Chicago White Sox than the Twins, which is really interesting. I'm not a business guy, but that seems interesting. What was the sticking point in this deal not happening? And are you convinced, at least, and I know that they'd always been talking about opening day as possibly having new leadership, do you think that this is still a possibility of new leadership by then?
No, I don't think new leadership will be by opening day. I think this puts a little bit of a wrench in that. Just, I still think there's interest in the team, but look, this was a dance partner they were a little bit down the road with, and this is a wrench in that plan at this point. You know, 6 weeks ago, talking to people involved in the sale, it was pretty clear that they felt like opening day was going to happen. But the thing was, at that time, the White Sox were not available to Justin Ishbia. And he's got a minority stake already in the White Sox. He lives in Winnetka, which is a suburb right by Evanston. He's building the biggest house in the history of Illinois right now, currently. He bought up three neighbors' plots, essentially, tore down the houses, and it's like, just making this massive mansion. He wants to live there. And so the White Sox, when they saw that he was engaged with the Twins, finally were like, hey, look, we should talk about this. Because, look, Jerry Reinsdorf isn't going anywhere for now. But his sons do want to sell this team after he passes. And he's 89 on Tuesday. So this is sort of a succession plan. Even though the White Sox are declining the idea that that is in place, there's got to be a handshake deal. Because Justin Ishbia wants to control a team. He wants to own a team. The Twins look good. Like, this is an attractive team to buy, but he's already entrenched there. And, you know, from a business perspective, the White Sox have so much more potential upward. It's a huger market, a much bigger market. If they get the new stadium and they can get I covered the White Sox from 2012 to 17. The problem is nobody wanted to go to Guaranteed Rate Ballpark, the Cell, Comiskey, whatever you want to call it. It's just not a draw. The neighborhood around it, you know, the nightlife at Wrigley is fun. The nightlife, the fans go there, and there are, you know, hundreds of places to go to before the game and after the game. Guaranteed Rate doesn't have that. And so the idea that they can...
You don't want to be there after dark.
True.
And I think that, you know, if they can fund a stadium, you know, think about how much that franchise value is going to skyrocket. And he's going to be part of that, because his money right now, as he's purchasing all these shares, will probably go directly to a new stadium. And they're not going to get publicly funded the way that they did when they built Comiskey the second time. So it makes a lot of sense, and when you look at all those factors, and it certainly is just it's kind of difficult for the Twins. I mean, look, the Twins were going to have this owner with big pockets potentially come in, and now he's going to a division rival that has the potential to become a monster. And I think this is probably bad news for the AL Central.
Dan, would they be moving? Do you think that they would move somewhere up north? Because I know Chicago very well, lived there for about 10 or 15 years, and I can tell you where he's building that massive house that you're talking about that's almost as big as a stadium. he's going to want to probably be relatively close, right, to be able to get to the park and all the rest of that.
Why not just tear down his own house and put the stadium
just put
there?
The stadium.
Right on the lakefront, right?
Why not? I mean, crazier things have happened.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know what? Look, there. Last year there was a parcel of land called the 78 that got introduced right along the Chicago River. Whether they can get that, there was talk about them getting that. That'd be interesting. But, you know, there's talk that the Chicago Fire is going to get that instead. Beyond that, you know, the Bears are once again reengaged with Arlington Heights and getting out of Soldier Field. You know, if Soldier Field was abandoned, boy, that would be a great place for a baseball stadium with a retractable dome to put up, you know. What the deal is, this is a land, it's a real estate purchase, right? This is not a baseball team. It's a baseball team plus what the baseball team gets you. And everybody has these visions now of putting up a hotel right next door like the Rangers did with their new Texas Live arrangement. And there's a bunch of bars and music halls right next to the stadium. That's what they want to do. They need to make a new Wrigleyville for the White Sox. And frankly, you know, that sounds very appealing. You just couldn't get fans to come to that ballpark consistently unless it was a winning team. The Cubs get fans regardless if they're good or not. They'll get 30,000 people because, hey, it's summertime in the Midwest, and we can go out to the bars afterwards. We can go to restaurants afterwards. And so I very much understand why he would go with the White Sox. The Twins already have their ballpark. And, you know, unless whatever the site is right above Target Field, a little bit north of it, unless that goes away, there's really not a lot of real estate to build around there. And, you know, that would be interesting if that was gone, and maybe a new owner could build there and put some stuff up there. But, you know, there's definitely more potential with Chicago.
Dan Hayes from The Athletic joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Dan, I read your article this week about kind of the practice structure changing. Rocco Baldelli seems a bit more – does he seem a bit more harder? I mean, this is year, I think, 7 for him. Does he have a different aura about him this week?
I think it's just reacting to the personnel he has. This is a team – you know, you think about it when he came along in 2019. He had Nelson Cruz to police the clubhouse, and everybody listened to Nelson Cruz. Beyond that, you know, Byron Buxton, Max Kepler, Mitch Garver, all those guys had a little bit of major league experience at that point, and they were established a bit when Rocco came in. You're looking at Royce Lewis, still has no full season to his name. Trevor Larnach just finally had his first full season last year. Eddie Julian has been up and down. Matt Wallner has been up and down. So I think this is just looking at your roster and saying, hey, we have a lot of young guys who are still trying to find their way. And they do have some leaders without question. But I think the things they saw last year, they want to change. And hands-on is a good way to do it. You know, we were asking about being a taskmaster. And I don't think Rocco's personality is going to change so much as the rules he's put in place and is going to uphold a little bit more. And it's a lot more mandatory stuff. And when you see the veterans excited about that, that's a good thing for the Twins. You know, Carlos Correa is talking about being involved in team workouts. He loves to hit indoors in the cages. He prefers to do that. It's where he gets some of his best work in. But he's going to be out on the field for batting practice quite a bit just because he knows the other guys need to see him doing it too. And I think they're going to try and do a lot more things as a team and, you know, just be on the same page. I think that's something we saw early in the year last year. They got off that 7-13 start. It just didn't seem like the Twins were playing their best baseball to start the season. And obviously we saw the end. So I think they're trying to do anything they can to kind of change how they go into late March, early April.
Dan, real quick, and I know you got to run as well. So my question is this: what do the Twins go for? The range is $1.5 billion to $2 billion. And who's going to buy them?
I think 1.6, that's my guess. I think that's what a reasonable price for them is. And who buys them, I don't know. There are definitely some names that we're starting to hear a little bit, but they're, you know, nothing's concrete. But I do think that there's still interest in it. It just might take midsummer. It might, you know, they have to regroup. And they can say they're not starting from square one again, but I think that they are, you know, having to re-engage people that they were talking to before at less serious levels and start them down that path now. And So that's going to take a little time, but I do think there's interest.
Dan Hayes from The Athletic, appreciate your time. How warm is it down there today?
Don't make me the bad guy. Come on.
I want to live through you. We want to live vicariously through you.
75, huh?
Well, I will say it was like 60 when I woke up, and it's warming up, and it's going to be like 73, 74. There's a nice breeze.
That's amazing.
It's yesterday was actually freezing. Yesterday was 49 when we, and I know this sounds terrible. It was 49 and windy and like whipping wind. And when you're like here, that's very cold because you're just used to 85. So it's going to be a nice week.
I'll see you next Sunday.
I'm glad you were able to persevere through that. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks as always. All right. Dan Hayes from The Athletic. Great stuff that he wrote about this week about the Twins, and you can continue to read his stuff.